Good morning.
Good morning.
Your Ziegler coach, David Creel, with my friend and fellow coach, John Simpson.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for joining me today. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited.
How's things in the great Northwest?
Things are white.
Okay. Well, things are... we're going to hit 80, 82 tonight, today. So
good for you.
It's record highs, but oh well. So maybe y'all can send us a little bit more of the cooler weather, but it's not 100. So we have that going for us.
I'm fine with snow. I like snow and cold. My wife, not so much, but me, I like it.
Okay. Well, you're in the right place then. So, so what would make this a great conversation today?
You know, I've been thinking about it and I've been struggling with, I've got some medical issues going on right now. I have to go see a cardiologist. I went in for shoulder surgery. And they wouldn't do surgery on me until I went and saw a cardiologist. So I got to go see him. And I'm just, so it got me thinking, you know, I lost 40 pounds last year and I've gained it all back. So I got to get back, going back to a better weight. So that's my biggest struggle right now.
What do you think was one of the main causes of you putting the weight back on?
Sitting in this chair right here and not getting up and moving around. And I built a house last year, so I had a reason to get up every day and go do something. And then I had my right shoulder fixed in February. So I was in a sling for 6 weeks with a PICC line because I had infection. And so I really couldn't do much of anything for those 6 weeks, and just got me off the path of actually getting up and walking and eating right and all that good stuff. So that was the main reason. I'm not a big exercise guy, just go exercise. I would rather go exercise to do something and make some progress. I think that was the biggest thing for my weight loss, was I had things that I had to get done.
So is there something you can create or start doing now that is similar to that, but obviously you're not going to start building a house every year, but is there something that you can do now that would help with that?
Well, we just talked about the main reason why it's really hard right now is because it's winter, and the biggest thing I think I got to do is just get out of my chair every day and do something, whether it's walking, go back to walking, because I was walking too before I started building my house. The thing is I moved, and the streets that I'm at are not as adequate to walking as they were when I was in town, because I'm out in the country and they're pretty busy streets. But it's just an excuse to not get out there. I just got to figure it out, get off my butt and go do it. And I think with this health deal going on, I think it just makes me want to do it that much more.
Sounds like a plan to me. So why don't you start?
You know, that's the key, is just the start, right? You don't have to be... As Zig says, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to be start to great, right? Be great.
Exactly.
I just got to do it. And my wife's on me too, so that helps.
So what, if you've got to do it, well, technically you don't have to do anything, right?
Right.
But you can choose to if you want.
Right.
So why do you think, obviously you had the shoulder issues, stuff like that, which I'm sure made it painful to walk, but are your shoulders good now?
Yes, I'm good now. I can lift.
Oh, okay. All right.
Until I get this one done. which was what I went in for a week ago. I was supposed to be in a sling again right now, but they wouldn't do the surgery last week because of my heart not being, it's doing something different than it did in February.
Okay. So, but for now,
yes,
your shoulders are good.
Yes.
Or good enough where you could walk.
Right.
So why hasn't it become a priority this year like it was last year? Obviously, besides the house and stuff, but why is it now not, or has not been a priority for you?
I really don't know the answer to that question, why it hasn't been a priority. It just really, I think I just used my shoulder as an excuse not to get out and not to eat right. And, you know, it's so much easier just to not eat right and just be lazy than it is to actually get your butt off of the couch and go do something, or out of this chair that I sit in, because I work from home. So, I just have to make a plan and do it.
So do you want to make a plan?
I'd love to make a plan. What's my plan is get out of this chair and go walking, you know, I'm going to start out slow, you know, and I'm going to start out, you know, walking down the street to a mailbox, and I'll do the zig theory of a block in a mailbox. It won't be a block because I don't have blocks where I'm at. It'll just probably be mailboxes because they're far enough apart that we'll just go mailbox to mailbox and we'll just start walking again. That's okay. My plan.
So when does this start?
Starts today.
Awesome. Okay. So, and how many days a week are you going to walk?
I'm going to try and walk every day, but my goal will be to walk at least 3 days a week.
Okay. So 3 days a week. So you're committing to walking a minimum of 3 days a week.
Right. And I know that you're going to hold me accountable to that, so I better do it.
Oh, you'll get a text from me. That's for sure. Okay. So here's what I would consider. 3 days a week, that's fine. No problem. You know, because at least it gets you back in the habit, back in the routine. Plus, like you said, where you live, it's really cold. So it may be, you know, one day it might be close to zero. Well, I'm going to walk in my house, you know, for 30 minutes, not where it's, you know, where it's cold. But I would think about if you choose to work, to walk more than the 3 days that you're committing to, those are bonus days.
Okay.
Because then you won't get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if you know who, David Goggins is, the Navy SEAL guy?
No, I don't think I've heard of him.
Okay. So he's the only guy that I think I'm aware of, or I think ever, he completed Navy SEAL training. And he also went through, I think, Ranger school. And then he went through SEAL training again. Because he was like one day away from graduating, or 2 days away from graduating the first time he went through SEAL training. And something happened. I don't remember, but he had to, they basically kicked him out. So then right. He got whatever it was fixed and he had to go through it again. So hell week twice. I mean, the whole deal. Okay. So now he runs like ultra marathons, like 50 and 100 mile races. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what he said, it was either him or I think it was him. He said, the people that get through SEAL training don't try to get through SEAL training. They only try to make it to breakfast. And then once breakfast is done, they only try to make it to lunch. And then once lunch is done, they only try to make it to dinner. So they're not getting overwhelmed with the process because they'd quit in the first hour.
Right.
Like, it's like, I've got, you know, seven more days of this. And, you know, so I think that 3 day a week goal is perfect. You know, because when the weather gets nicer, or when you start building up your endurance, maybe you're like, hey, I'm feeling great. I've got 45 minutes. I'm going to go for a bonus walk, but it's not required.
Right.
So my father-in-law actually has lost. He had kind of the same deal. He needed to have his knee replaced because his knee was shot. He tried stem cells. He tried knee braces. He tried everything. And they flat out told him, they said, this cannot happen until you shed a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's down 80 pounds. He's active with his job because he walks around a lot with his job, but it was just watching what he eats. Just a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, starve yourself, but say you have a 2000 calorie diet with the 3 days a week, plus maybe, you know, instead of 2000 calories, if you could get down to 1800, you know, a little bit less plus the exercise.
Yeah, that's another thing. Got to watch what goes on my plate, because if it goes on my plate, guess what? It goes in my mouth.
Right.
So, and don't go back. Be done after the first plate.
Right. So you could get smaller plates.
Yeah.
But then you can't pile it on top like this and like look like a dome and just,
well,
you
know, start killing it. I could, but it just wouldn't be beneficial.
Well, yeah, that's correct. You could do whatever you want. You could have a triple cheeseburger for breakfast, lunch, dinner. And then instead of having to lose 40 pounds, you're going to have to lose 440 pounds.
Right.
So, but I think this is, I think that's a very realistic goal. And I think that's, yeah, you came up with it. So I like it. 3 days a week starting today.
Man.
Now, obviously you can't do 3 days this week because there's only 2 days left.
Right.
So, but.
Well, I could, because if I start today, I guess it depends on when your week starts. Saturday.
Saturday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay. So if you count the week starting on Monday, then you can. No. I count it starting on Sunday.
Okay.
So not really going to work out. But hey, it's your world. You do whatever you want. So what would it help if maybe you had your wife come and walk with you?
Yeah. Would she would.
Would she be interested or down to do that with you?
Oh, yeah, she would. We just got to get, I mean, with it snowing, you got to make sure the roads are halfway decent. That's the, you know, with 3 days a week, though, we should be able to get at least 3 days out of the week with good road conditions.
Yeah. Or good enough. It may not be sunny in 75, but it good enough.
Where you don't walk and slip and fall. You don't want to walk and fall.
let's try to avoid that. You know, at all possible.
And I'll have different reasons to go get surgery.
Right. Well, but sometimes that's, you know, sometimes that's the catalyst for you to make the changes you want, because a medical professional has deemed it necessary if you want to have your shoulder worked on where you're not in shoulder pain. You know, like, you know, with my father-in-law, it was, and he basically, you know, told me, I said, how come you haven't got your knee replaced? And he goes, because it doesn't hurt bad enough yet. And now he could barely walk. To walk from here to the end of my driveway would take him 2.5 minutes, and it's a 40-foot driveway. But he was, and once he got where the pain was just so much, then he, you know, changed his habits. And like I said, he's down like 85 pounds. I mean, it's like he's lost a good size human child.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I think I think the three, I think the 3-day week plan is great.
Yeah, let's, so I'm going to change it a little bit. I'm not going to just, I'm going to exercise for at least a half an hour. That way, if I can't walk, I'll do something different.
Okay. So
jumping jacks or something.
Okay. So you're going to be active doing something.
Right.
A minimum of 3 times a week.
Right.
Your preferred is walking, which is fine because that's the only thing that we're actually designed to do.
It could be shoveling snow. I mean, that's being active too.
Yes. You know, obviously I don't have that issue where I'm at, but that could definitely qualify because that's a full body workout.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting your legs, your core, your shoulders, your arms. That's getting you the whole deal. Cause you got to bend over and you got to scoop and, you know, so, okay. So you're committing to 30 minutes of activity, either walking or
whatever
else, a minimum of 3 times a week.
Yes.
Starting today. And then officially 3 weeks next week. Same right. There's only 2 days left in the week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I like it. I think it's something you can definitely do. And I don't think you would struggle with overwhelm. And I think that's a great plan.
Well, I appreciate the conversation today because that definitely helped me.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for playing. We'll talk soon.
Okay. See you, buddy.